is Amber Rolt, retail reporter for the EG, and I'm here this afternoon at the ICSC Recon Europe event at the London Design Centre. And I'm here with Arnaud Bakker, who's head of leasing group at IKEA Centres Russia. Arnaud, do you want to talk to me a bit about how you've been finding today?
As always, quite intense. Therefore, we always visit every year. I think for me it's even six or seven time. Always very efficient from morning to evening. It's a quite intense day always, and it just gives us a lot of information, a lot of new, maybe less and less new context, but at least a lot of times we have the opportunity to catch up with a lot of our relations as well. And we always use the moment as well to, not only today, I came in yesterday morning, had a meeting in Liverpool, and came back to London, and today is the visit. Tonight I will be heading back to Moscow, but two of my team members are here. They already were on Monday for a meeting. Joined me yesterday and today, and tomorrow they will have another meeting and then fly to Moscow. So we try to always combine it with headquarter visits for people who are not attending as well, if we are here. In general, we like this event mainly because of the efficiency. We hope next year it will be a little bit more crowded in terms of retailers showing up or having their interest, because I've seen a couple of years ago that it was more. I can only say that this year we get more attention in terms of that people are redirecting their interest into Russia even more. So for us, it's, just to answer the question properly, up until now we have quite good day of the event.
And you've had some good news recently. You've managed to attract eight international brands into your centres, which is a very positive news for Russia.
For sure.
And the retail climate there at the moment. I mean, do you want to talk to me a little bit about that and why that's positive against the economic and political backdrop in Russia at the moment?
I would say that during the last 9 to 10 months, we see some sort of stability in the exchange rate as well. Because, you know, for a lot of international businesses and not only doing business in Russia, the exchange rate has impact on your P&L. We've been bringing in international brands from all sorts of directions. You know, we had Superdry, and we're more or less talking about the most outstanding names. Because to the whole portfolio, we added, I think last year, 75 new brands to our portfolio. That means that there is a big group of retailers which maybe already were present in Russia, but not in our malls yet. Superdry, Armani Exchange, British Bakery, Kiko Milano finally came. Hunke Müller, the lingerie brand. And we are very active in searching for the new brands. And it doesn't stop with just facilitating a premise and sending a price. It means that we scan the world. And for instance, this event is more relationship management, although there's a little bit of hunting as well. MAPIC is a lot of relationship management. We also visit, we invest in visiting also Recon Vegas. We will be there as well. This is pure hunting, just to get our brand out there, just to talk with the American retailers. New York we do as well. And it ends up with quite a significant list of people who are thinking in different stages of entering the market. And we facilitate in that as well. We do look and see trips where we have retailers over, we show them the market, we show our competition as well. Because in the end, we want them to enter through us, of course. But we also know that if they don't open up more stores than only with us, we need them to be a success. And these are huge markets. Russia is, in general, a huge market. 146 million people living there. But for instance, a city like Moscow, Greater Moscow, is 19.5 million people. Which is an enormous amount of people. So if you don't get your brand recognition out there, it doesn't work like that. On the other hand, we have a lot of international. Our portfolio is 50% Russian brands, 50% international brands. And the international brands, 50% out of them is done directly by those retail organizations. The other 50% is done by franchise companies. At least 50% are international brands. And what we now see is that new people are entering the market. At the same time, the brands which are still there, right, which is a lot of names as well, are looking to find the right formats for their premises. The last 2.5 years, we will call it a crisis. It was for us with a, well, as I told you, very low vacancy rate, also a little bit of a shakeout of companies who are able to, well, the strong partners. We had some of them leaving the market. A lot of cases had to do with the operational part or even other things happening in other countries. But the guys who survived and were still there, they're now in the expansion mode. For instance, Inditex, we have more than 80 stores with. We are working on getting them all in the right formats. Because having them in the right formats doesn't only help them, it actually helps the whole shopping experience of the consumer. And in the end, that's what it is about for us. Not only the shopping experience, but we see our, and we have the strategy towards our shopping centers is the meeting places. So it's not only about shopping, it's about meeting your friends, spending your time, having a good time, associating the places we create with a nice environment and a good experience. So the customer is in focus very much. And that's something out of our heritage because we're 100% an IKEA company, which has always been focused on consumers. So that's quite,
And are there any British brands that you don't yet have that you'd be interested in having there?
Of course. So, I mean, I think that the British landscape of retail has always been on the international top. I think that a lot of the Russian consumers are quite familiar with the brands as well. So we are in discussion with quite many of them, and actually in different categories as well, right? From toys to discount fashion to more on the level of Karamellen kind of brands. I will not name them because they keep their expansion strategies quite locked down, and that's their right as well, but yes, of course. And that's also a reason why we tend to come more quite often here, and it's quite close. It sounds far away, but Moscow is only a 3.5-hour flight, so it's quite close. It's easy to do. It's a little bit easier hunting than flying to 12-hour flights. So that's.
And what's popular in Russia at the moment? Is it the surge in fashion?
Ooh, very good question. I think that the Russian consumer is quite creative. And I think that the level of fashion and the combination of fashion is quite high. So you see a lot of different styles. As a shopping center business, we also don't focus on categories anymore because we really believe that even I as a person can be another person in the morning than I can be in the evening. What is very important is, and it has to do with the heritage and of course the weather conditions, is that it's very important that the fabric, the quality, the natural materials is very important. So it has to be, of course, fashionable. It has to almost be a runway fashion, but the quality, less synthetics you will find. At the moment I see a lot of colors. Accessories are quite important, bags, other accessories as well, and in general cosmetics are doing quite well, but you see very very different combinations of things. It's not you can have people who has a value fashion jeans but on the other side very expensive bag, for instance. So that's a combination of things. It's a very young consumer generation, and they are very well aware. Social media platforms are booming. Bloggers are constantly making sure that people have the information and people want to try. And trends go quite fast. And it's not only on the fashion trends, technology trends go also quite fast.
How is that being reflected in the retail landscape? So fashion trends are going fast. Does that mean you're seeing more of the value fashion retailers? Are they more popular?
I think that at the moment, and it's also an influence of economy period, is that value fashion will become more popular as well. On the other hand, if the experience in those stores is not up to the level that people want, you will, even though it's a low price, it doesn't mean that it's directly successful. I would say that people tend to focus more or think, you know, they can have a lot of value, but at the same time want to treat themselves with something which is more special. So does, I mean, we opened up value fashion stores during the last couple of years, but we also opened up a Chanel boutique, and we opened up Armani Exchange and Superdry, of course, and a couple of brands are coming in. I mean, Furla, which and Marella are also in our malls. So we have the whole range. So of course, value, and I think that value in every, doesn't matter which economy period you are, will always benefit from it.
And what about shopping center development in Russia?
The Russian market is not as saturated as the Western European or even the US market. I think that if you would compare it to the UK market, the Russian quality retail square meters is not even on the half of the UK market. And then we talk about big retail hubs as shopping malls together. So there's still an appetite for more malls coming in, quality malls. And the quality, I don't mean price level, but just quality environment still. It's not on the level as 4 or 5 years ago when there were shopping centers building up everyone. We are gonna, and we keep on investing heavily into our existing malls, but also new locations. We bought two new land plots. At the moment, we are working on the extension of one of our southern malls in a city called Krasnodar, where we are heavily in the leasing process already, the first bunch of the leasing, which is going quite well. Today, I got a couple of updates even of deals coming in, because sometimes I also need to explain that you need to understand the volume which we do. The lease managers and my team does more or less a year in between 600 and 700 deals, which is in 50% of the cases prolongation of the existing, but the other ones are bringing in new people. So, and then in combination with now a new extension which we're doing, and the extension will be 75,000 square meters, which is for some of the European standards just the shopping center, and for us it's an extension to a shopping mall. On the other hand, we have 14 malls which we are updating. So that means we introduced our new food court concept, which we actually named called Tasty Boulevard. And we went away from the traditional food court where you would get your platter and would sit down on. We have introduced more seated restaurants where you really go into a restaurant and sit down. And we labeled it Tasty Boulevard. The first one went opened in the south of Moscow, in a shopping center called Toplistan. And the other one will be finished. It's a shopping center which is in working. So the other one will be finished just before the summer, where we have introduced almost 20 seated restaurants, where we actually see that the behavior of the consumer is changing. Apart from all the food courts, because we've been doing in Kazan and Yekaterinburg also the food court investments, we do what we call commercial upgrades. So that means floors, ceilings, just the whole atmosphere change. And at the same time, our tenants are doing that as well. And it sounds easy, but these are more or less big projects because our malls are extremely big. I mean, if you have to change 160 retailers in terms of how they look or their facade or their whole fit out, and we are doing the same in the mall, these are big projects because we don't close the malls. Our shopping centers are open every day of the year, and in Moscow they are even open up until 11 o'clock in the evening. So it's a different pace than a lot of Europeans might consider it to be. That also makes it quite interesting for a lot of retailers to come in, because it's more or less every day is a shopping day. in Moscow, even the IKEA stores are open at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's and you will find people there at 1 o'clock at night. Because it's just less people. So it's easy.
From an international perspective, what's your take on the UK and London market at the moment? Is there anything particularly impressive that you found?
Well, I'm always impressed with, of course, the two big hubs of Westfield. I think they are, for sure, Westfield London is some is an inspiring location. I would say that we look a lot at what the concept presentation is of retailers. And we know there are more and more international retailers also, not only from the US, but coming out of Poland or out of the Middle East or Turkey, looking into getting into at least into London. A lot of those brands we already have in our portfolio. I think it's the main focus of us is to look at what is the concept they are bringing, what is the product they put in the store. So those are the things we're looking at. Of course, Regent Street is always an inspiring environment, although I also think that things as the Box Park, which has been around for a long while, now I understand that Croydon is quite successful. But also the markets we are looking into. We have two of our malls, we actually have a market, but those are food markets. It doesn't say that we are looking in like the Spitalfield ones, which could be things for us to consider in the summertime on our parking lots or things like that. We're now going into an experiment where we have 6,000 square meters where we want to have entirely flexible area where people could probably rent for 2 months, but maybe also for 2 weeks or for half a year. It's we are in the concept development of it. So I mean, I think it's not only based on the brands which we see, but also on the trends, what is going on. That's what we try to take out of London or the UK when we visit. And of course, London is the one where we are, well, one of the trends start, I would say, right?
Well, Arno, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with the EG today. I'll let you get back to making some more deals.
I hope so. Thank you so much.